"What the?" one began. "Darlene, we have to talk," said Letitia from the front of the cart. Rincewind watched them go into a huddle. Occasionally, one of them would raise her head and give him an odd look, as if she was reassuring herself that he was here. Fine big girls they had here, though. He wondered where they got their shoes from. Rincewind was not intensively familiar with women. Quite a lot of his life that hadn't been spent at high speed had been passed within the walls of Unseen University, where women were broadly put in the same category as wallpaper or musical instruments. Interesting in their way, and no doubt a small but important part of the proper structure of civilization, but not when you got right down to it essential. On these occasions, when he had spent some time in the intimate company of a woman, it was generally when she was trying to either cut his head off or persuade him to a course of action that would probably get someone else to do it. When it came to women, he was not, as it were, capable of much fine-tuning. A few neglected instincts were telling him that something was out of place, but he couldn't work out what it was. The one addressed as Darlene strode down the cart with a decisive and rather aggressive air. Rincewind pulled his hat off, respectfully. "Are you carrying the raw prawn?" she demanded. "Me? Certainly not, miss. No prawns at all. If I can just lie low until we're a few streets away, that's all I ask." "You know what this is, don't you?" "Yes, miss. The carnival," Rincewind swallowed. "No worries there. Everyone likes dressing up, don't they?"
"But are you telling me you really think, I mean, we... What are you staring at my hair for?"
I was wondering how you get it so sparkly. Are you on the stage at all?"
"We're moving, girls," Letitia called back. "Remember, pretty smiles. Leave him alone, Darlene. You don't know where he's been."
The third woman, the one the others had called Neolette, was watching him curiously, and Rincewind felt that there was something not right about her. Her hair wasn't drab, but it certainly appeared to be when compared with that of her colleagues. She didn't seem to have enough makeup. She seemed, in short, slightly out of place. Then he caught sight of a watchman ahead and flung himself below the edge of the cart. A gap in the boards gave him a view, as the cart turned the corner, of the waiting crowds. He'd been to quite a number of carnivals, although not usually on purpose. He'd even attended Fat Lunchtime in Genua, generally regarded as the biggest in the world, although he vaguely recalled that he'd been hanging upside down under one of the floats in order to escape pursuers. But right now he couldn't quite remember why he'd been chased, and it was never wise to stop and ask. Although Rincewind had covered quite a lot of the disc in his life, most of his recollections were like that, a blur. Not through forgetfulness, but because of speed. This looked like the usual audience. A real carnival procession should only take place after the pubs have been open for a good long time. It adds to the spontaneity. There were cheers, whistles, jeers, and catcalls. Up ahead, people were blowing horns. Dancers whirled past Rincewind's peephole. He sat back and pulled a swathe of taffeta over his head. This sort of thing always took up a lot of watch time, what with pickpockets and so on. He'd wait until they were in whatever bit of waste ground these things always ended up in, and drop quietly out of sight. He glanced down. These ladies were certainly into shoes in a big way. They had hundreds, hundreds of shoes, all lined up, peeking out from under a heap of women's clothing. Rincewind looked away. There was probably something morally wrong about staring at women's clothes without women in them. His head turned back and looked at the shoes again. He was sure that several of them had moved. A bottle shattered near his head. Glass showered around him. Up above, Darlene uttered a word he'd never have expected on the lips of a lady. Rincewind raised his head cautiously, and another bottle bounced off his hat.
"Some hoonies having a bit of fun," said Darlene through gritted teeth. "There's always some joker. Oh, really?"
"Give us a kiss, mister," said a young man who'd leapt up onto the edge of the cart, waving a beer can happily.
Rincewind had seen some serious fighters in action, but no one had ever swung a punch like Darlene. Her eyes narrowed, her fist seemed to travel in a complete circle. It met the man's chin about halfway round, and when he disappeared from the wizard's view, he was still rising.
"Will you look at that?" Darlene demanded, waving her hand at Rincewind. "Ripped! These evening gloves cost a fortune, the bastard!"
A beer can sailed past her ear.
"Did you see who threw that? Did you? I saw you, you mazzer. I'll stick me hand down your throat and pull your trousers up." The crowd roared their appreciation and derision at the same time. Rincewind caught sight of Watchman's helmets heading purposefully towards them.
He said.